There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
High crotch, bring it back, single leg, swing. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
Okay.
Let me teach you how to wrestle.
And welcome back to Mindset Monday, Wrestling Mindset today, here with the great Nate Jackson, mindset coach, great wrestler, New Jersey Regional Training Center coach. Happy to have you, Nate.
How you doing today, Gene? I'm doing well. It's crazy. It's been nice. I got here earlier this morning and just taking it all in. It's been an exciting week.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll talk about the recent competition.
Yeah, so did a tour with USA Wrestling, team NJRTC, under Coach Humphreys, myself, Chance Marceller, Quincy Monday. And it was a good week, I think, a really good week of learning. We're all gearing up for the Olympic Games. So I actually won the Zagreb Open, which is really exciting. Talking to you, not on a downer, but it feels pretty good to have a victory.
That's awesome. Well, talk about your mindset going into the competition and also just in general, how your mindset has developed over the years as a competitor. We'll start with as a competitor and then as a coach.
Yeah. So actually coaching has helped me always in my career. Like when I first started coaching wrestling, I really started making jumps in my own wrestling. And when I started coaching mindset, it's really helped me to make some big jumps in my mindset training as well. One of the biggest things that I loved about the training was just the goal setting aspect. When we set those goals, we have to really process the information we get on a day-to-day basis so we can make sure that we're gaining ground and actually making movement toward our goal. So in that, you know, each competition is what it is. It's like a little test for you to gear up to get closer to that goal. So, you know, I think for me, it wasn't a whole lot of pressure because of that outlook on it. But just emotionally, like you love the highs. So when those great moments happen, I was really receptive to it. But I think leading up to the competition, I wanted to keep everything the same. My first competition back, I wrestled at the US Open and I made the finals. But that last day, I noticed I changed a couple of things because I didn't have as many matches and I rested in bed a little bit longer. So even one time this week, you know, like the bus was going back and I had like the whole week I'd walked back and forth to the hotel. So I remembered that routine and I was like, even though it's really cold, I'm going to take this 15-minute walk because that's what I've been doing. And I, you know, lifted and did everything that I had been doing earlier all the way up into competition. So really hitting on some of those principles there. But it was really good.
Absolutely. That's great. So you say, yeah, that as you became a mindset coach, that enhanced your wrestling. Obviously, your mindset has already been great coming in. But I guess maybe, and correct me if I'm wrong, it might have called to your conscious awareness some of the things you might have already been doing and maybe a few new strategies here and there. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it explicitly stated a few things that I thought I may be doing right. And then it put into question the things that I wasn't so sure about. And, you know, when you have that, then all you do is you have to test these things. So I did some testing through practice in the practice room, testing of my own diet and my nutrition and my own, you know, strength training and whatnot. And then, you know, you get to go test it in competition. And I've been really fortunate to have a team that supports me to do that. And this week, you know, it's a huge shot in the arm confidence wise, because I really have a lot of faith in my preparation and I have a lot of faith in my routines.
Absolutely. And that's an important point you made right there, because I feel like a lot of people don't do that, testing out different elements of their mindset, testing out different mindset strategies in practice, right? Like, yeah, you have to actually put some time in. How am I feeling? Does this help me? Does this hurt me? Do I need a little bit more of this, a little bit less of this? Talk about that before, because I think a lot of people don't do that. They're just checking boxes. I'm going through the practice. I'm trying new techniques, but I'm not practicing different mindsets and strategies. Talk about that.
Yeah. So the term, the reset button, it's something that I really think about. I have a term, it's called, from a book, I got it, a disruptive thinking. Anytime I feel like I'm doing something on autopilot, especially like something that's really important, like like drilling, you only got an hour and a half of practice a day. That's really important. So like, I'm constantly like, okay, I need to make sure that I'm in the moment, make sure that I'm in the moment. And I'm practicing my focus endurance. So when I'm in these matches and it's like, I need to do something under pressure, you know, I don't check out and look at the clock or something like that. I'm focused the whole time. I think that if you don't practice it in practice, like, we are consistent. People are like, man, if I was really consistent, I'd be better at wrestling. It's like, no, you're consistent at what you practice. So I've been learning just over time that the more consistent I can be at the things that I want to be consistent at, the more they're going to translate over. And then you got to define what you mean by want. Because if you want things, you can't just kind of hope that they happen. Want comes from like, this is what I want, and let me write what that is, and this is what I'm going to do, so I make that want kind of closer to reality.
That's great. So many things there about putting the pen to paper. Don't just leave it in your head. Like, it's not just a dream, but an actual goal. Like, yes, it starts with the dream, but the goal is concretizing it by putting it on paper. And that's huge. And just like you said, the
absolutely
practice. I can't stress that enough, that you're practicing it, because you know, I read about research in the past about how we tend to resort to our most practiced behavior. So that's why we don't want to live, I don't know if you want to call it, for the lack of a better term, a schizophrenic life. Like, we live one way in practice and a different way in a match, or a certain way with our life. You know, we want to be all in. We want to live the code. So even if there are times of stress, our most practiced behavior is right actions. So
right,
that consistency. That makes sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. I think you hit it. You hit it on the head. Like, consistency. Like, sometimes you have to measure what your consistencies are. So I had to take a long look, you know, a few years back, at just what are the things that I'm doing on autopilot. Like you said, the schizophrenic thing. Like, the things that I'm doing on autopilot. You know, it was kind of harsh for me. I took a couple weeks and I just like watched myself a little bit, and I was like, dude, I'm wasting like 6 hours a day. 6 hours a day is like over 40 hours a week. That's like a work week that I'm wasting every week. And, you know, just the time value of money, like, that's kind of crazy. So, and then you just start to parcel down some of that time and you look for things that you actually say you care about, because we care about a lot of things, but sometimes it's like what your heart's desire is for rest. And that's why when you have a break, you're on your phone and you're resting and you're relaxing, because that's what you really want. But if you want to be a successful business owner and you want to be a great coach, or you want to be a great athlete, okay, you have those 6 hours that you're using to relax, as if you're trying to be a professional relaxer. You could use that time and put it into, and you don't have to use 6 hours of it. Like, but I'm sure you feel a lot better about yourself if you use 30 minutes of it or 20 minutes of it. And then you start, and then you start to get momentum. You know, you start to be like, that's pretty good. Maybe I'll add another thing that I like to do.
Yes. Yes. Again, a lot of good things to unpack there. Getting good at noticing. This is a constant thing. Getting good at noticing and observing yourself rather than just going through the motions. How am I really? Like being willing to confront the brutal facts and being able to see certain things that maybe I don't want to see, or I would rather not see, or maybe I'm ashamed of. But like, we have to have that level of vulnerability where, what am I actually doing, and how is that playing out, and how could I make this even better? So getting good at noticing and confronting the brutal facts, and ultimately what happened? Well, the result is you win championships overseas against very good guys.
Yeah, that's the fun. Sometimes it can be a distraction, and this is something that I encourage, like I talk to my guys about. Like, sometimes like the short-term success, like you have to just take it as like this is joy, this is happiness. But you still have to look at the information that was there because the competition is the result of your preparation, and then different styles and all that stuff factor in. But then it's like you can look at the result and say, I wasn't that sharp, and it all worked out because great, because sometimes good things happen. And then sometimes I'm really sharp, and then it didn't work out. And then maybe the thing that I didn't do right before is a little bit more glaring in that instance because you didn't get the fruit at the end of the journey or whatever. But I think that's why having that goal that's a little bit further out is always better than just going like goal to goal, like this competition is the goal, this competition is the goal, because then you'll be kind of training yourself to just want the reward at the end and not the growth necessarily.
Yes, again, another huge point that it's like, you don't want to, like, yes, it's nice to see a win, and we don't like to lose, right? But not getting too caught up in that, the actual win is really that their growth is happening. It's taking place. Growth in self-awareness, growth in my technique, growth in my mindset. So good things will happen, and I could enjoy the improvement. I could have fun knowing that I'm improving, not just that I'm winning, because sometimes, like you said, the outcome is never
Yeah.
guaranteed. Wrestle well and do and lose, we could wrestle poorly and win. So we don't want to get too
Yeah.
emotional in the day to day.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting closer to that potential. That's what people find, I think. Like they start playing with this and like, okay, that was the goal. And like, man, I got really close to it. And I didn't imagine that it would look like this once I got there. And then you kind of get just further and further along. I was talking to a guy who's dealing with some, issues, which that comes up a lot, and he's thinking about like, how do I wrestle back from a tournament? And it's like, well, I think this is a great example. Like, well, what if I told you that there are no wrestle backs? Like, every match is an independent match, and sometimes you have like a few of those matches in one day. Sometimes you have one as a dual meet. Sometimes you have one and it's a part of a national championship chase. It's about kind of, minifying, like minimizing that thing that you want and just breaking it up into many parts as you can. And I think it's a weird thing because people say it a lot, but that really is what it is. And you do that with your day. You get 24 hours a day. You get to do that and parcel up your day. But you do that with your craft, and your skills and your gifts and your relationships. And I think, the people who are really successful at it are successful at it across a lot of different spectrums.
Oh yeah, and like you said, just having people look at it from a slightly different perspective, right? Like you could, like, if it works for you, looking at it as, okay, I'm in the wrestle backs. We have a lot of people who, we work with where they wrestle better in the wrestle backs than in the championship bracket because they feel like they have nothing to lose. If that's the case, wrestle every match like it's a wrestle back. If it's the opposite issue, if you wrestle a lot better in the championship bracket, then no matter where you wrestle, be in the championship bracket mentally. If you wrestle better as the favorite, every match be the favorite. If you wrestle better at the underdog, make yourself the underdog every time. It's understanding what works for you and then pressing that button over and over again. But like you said, it begins with noticing. You notice first what works for you and then put yourself in that mindset every single time.
That's great. That's great. I like that. The awareness. Yeah, you're hitting home on that. I like that. I haven't thought about it. It's like that is the key to everything, being aware.
Right. And really, when we talk about the predator mindset, what you're talking about with your clients, I'm talking about it with my clients, it's like that's truly what the predator mindset means. A lot of people think it means just be aggressive out there. That's one aspect of the predator mindset. The true predator mindset is focus on what you could control. Get yourself consistently where you are good. Whatever works for you, keep doing that and don't get pulled in different directions, whatever might be happening day to day, right?
Yeah, and being a predator, it's like there's going to be enough obstacles along your path to your goal. You don't have to go face all these other obstacles that aren't even on your path, you know? That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's like like the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun. This is a biblical timeless lesson right there. As Christ said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to take care of itself. That's staying in the present moment. Like, I'm going to focus on what I'm doing right now. The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today. So it's just huge. Talk about certain things you've done as a coach, or in other words, like how you've helped, different mindset lessons you've given some of your athletes and how it's helped them.
I think the biggest thing is just being you just hit the head on the nail right there, like being grateful and having gratitude. Sometimes that means that you have to just stay on your course and notice what you have. Like, hey, you're a Division I athlete. You know, I have a couple of Division I athlete clients. Like, you're a Division I athlete and you're not where you want to be, but like, you know, you're a specialist right now. There's less than 1,000 of you. You know what I mean? Like, and you're pretty good and you're pretty close to achieving your goal. Maybe looking at what other people are doing and looking at what other people have accomplished and comparing yourself to this person and that person who has a completely different story and they're on a completely different timeline isn't going to be best for you. But if you actually appreciate and look at what you have, you know, sometimes it's like, dude, first of all, we got lights, we got heat, we got shoes, like we got all type of great things that were created by people with like a few people and we're benefiting from them. So you got something too that's special about you that you can offer to the world and then offer to wrestling as well. If you notice what your special thing is, then, and it's just your job to figure it out. You know, some people, you know, I'm sure, you know, being in the business world, it's like, you're not selling the same products. Like it's not the same. So it's like, you can't try to sell like they sell. You can't try to promote like they promote. You can't fundraise like they fundraise and you can't manage like they manage. You have to notice your skill set and then you focus on your skill set and make sure you maximize your skill set. And the one thing that we always talk about is like, hey, you got to spend time wrestling where you're good. It's like time of possession with football. In football, the team that has the ball longer wins like 99% of the time. So have the ball longer because you're wrestling a bunch of specialists too. And if they are where they're good, they're going to build confidence, and confidence plus competence, it's like, it's really hard. If I wrestle a high school kid, especially these high schoolers nowadays, if I wrestle a high school kid where they're good, they can take me down. So I don't wrestle high school kids where they're good, and I don't wrestle college kids where they're good, and I don't wrestle international wrestlers where they're good, and that's why I'm pretty good.
No, that's exactly right. And I love how you put it there. And that's why I love having these conversations, because then even I think about it from a slightly different angle. Like you said, time of possession with football, that team is usually winning. So, I mean, having that, sometimes like just something small like that will click with a different wrestler, right? And that's why a lot of times what we're doing is we're offering different perspectives on different topics. And so we'll look at it from this angle, look at it from that angle. How many perspectives does that wrestler really need to latch onto? But one, because when it clicks, it's like once it clicks and once you see it from a different perspective, whatever it is, anytime you're trying to change a certain behavior or master a skill, that's why they call them breakthroughs, or, you know, something clicks in your head. Once you see it it's hard to unsee it, like an optical illusion, right?
Yeah.
You don't get the illusion right away. And then once you see it, you're like, well, now I can't unsee it. So it's
right.
Thinking about it just a slightly different way could have a huge impact. And I like also what you said about staying where you're good. I mean, ultimately, that's what it is. Like, you eat, no matter how, you can't be so prideful to think, well, I'm gonna beat you where you're good.
Ego.
I'm gonna stay where I'm good. Good. Good.
No. I mean, you're hitting it on the head. Like, ego. Like, this is my message to coaches too. Like, this message is for athletes, yes, but it's also a message to coaches. Like, sometimes, you know, you have to be able to delegate, and delegate doesn't mean that you tell them what to do and you just can't do it because you don't have time to do it. Like, sometimes it's like that person, if you encourage them and you let them own something, they could be better at you than that. And it works best for the team. Like, I think that's ego though. You know, being able to drop that pride. I didn't mean to cut you off there. You were on it, man. That was cool.
I wanted you to elaborate on it. I thought that was great. That's good. And the other thing, the other point that you had me thinking of was like, yes, when we're looking, like it's okay to know, it's okay. We look at what other people are doing that it might help us, but not thinking we have to become what they are. It's more like integrating what works. Oh, I like how this person does that. I'll take a little bit of that because that fits with me. And I like that. I'm going to pull that in too. That fits with me. That there, no, not really. That I could take a little bit of this. So you're integrating it into who you are rather than trying to be something you're not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you see that all the time with wrestling. I mean, I start shooting double legs because I watched this guy named Albert White. He was a 4-time state champ in Illinois. And he was my favorite wrestler. And he had, like, he's just cool guy, always smiling, nice, really nice guy. He was a couple of years older than me. I started shooting double legs. And then I stopped shooting double legs, and I had a different move that I started doing. And, you know, I had a lot of respect for double legs, but I had a different move, and it was my own way in high school. And then I got to college, and then, like, halfway through college, I was like, man, I need another takedown. And, you know, Jordan Burroughs actually, like, you know, had reached out to me, and it was, like, just super great conversation. Like, and it was short, but it was, like, it was really meaningful in the moment. And I had done nothing in my career. I wrestled some close matches against some good wrestlers. And it changed the entire scope of my wrestling with just adding the double leg, but it took belief and it took like somebody else to tell me it, to integrate it. And, you know, you talk about faith, you know, like I believe that God works through people. So it's like, if this person is telling you something, I don't think anything happens by mistake. I think everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. And if you're aware and you can pick up on some of those things that they're saying, and you allow them to hit, because sometimes we have our shields up like this, we have our blinders up like this, and we can't be hit by it. But when you're aware and you allow those things to hit, like, just be changed by it, man. And then you could go be the best that you can be.
Yeah, that's huge. Like I said, there's no coincidences, only God instances, right? And then looking
at
it, and then looking at it as, yes, like it is all grace. It's all God's grace. But are we cooperating with that grace? There's still something on our end. We have to cooperate with that grace. We can't just, oh, well, we're getting the grace and I'm not going to do anything. No, we have to be taking action, doing things, being open to it. And it starts with noticing, right? If you're not noticing it.
Yeah. And yet, like you said, like, obedience is better than sacrifice too. So it's like, what's your goal? Like, what do you want? Do you want a break? Because here's your break. You can go lay down at the house. Or do you want your goal? Because, you know, again, hitting on the faith, like, God gives you exactly what your heart desires. And sometimes we have to, like, really look at that. Like, maybe I'm not desiring the right thing. And how do we look at that other than actions? Because what is belief? Like, what does belief even mean unless it's an action? You know, I believe in God. Therefore, I try to act as if God exists, you know? And
yes.
You get a lot done if you are doing that, or you believe in a genie and the genie will make it happen, you know, out of nowhere. It's like, no, you know, like, I think that you're hitting it on the head.
That's so important. The stuff, again, we go on for hours about this. Talk about, we got to give what you're doing over there at Princeton a shout out too. How are things over at Princeton?
Everything's going really well. So I've been here since 2017. It's been a long time. I've been solely focused the last couple of years on this Olympic dream and all of the resources in place and all of the people in place that have allowed me to pursue the goal. I can't thank enough. It's crazy to think about just how far this journey has come. My entire family moved from Chicago to Indiana, and then we moved all the way to the East Coast, and we're kind of on an island there. But we have so much family now in New Jersey, and we absolutely love New Jersey. Joe Dubuque's the head coach there now, and man, he's doing a great job. I love his energy. He has so much commitment to the program, and he really wants the best things for these kids. Such a good heart, and he works so hard. So anything we can do, you know, just to help continue to grow that program, it's going to be great. I feel like when I win out here, I'm doing my part, and it's so many guys in that room that look up to me. So it's so many people with me when I'm out there wrestling as well. They help me. They inspire me. Joe actually had his first Division I win as a head coach in a duel, which is pretty exciting. And it was against a hometown rival in a Ryder. So shout out to Joe Dubuque there. But yeah, man, it's a really good thing going. And I think that, you know, momentum, you know, we have to, you got to be aware. You got to be aware. Momentum starts in crazy places. So hopefully this win can carry them to the next thing, the next thing. Very young team, but a really hungry, hungry group of Tigers. And I'm excited for this postseason.
That's awesome, Nate. Great stuff. Great job with wrestling, this mindset coach, with the RTC, with Princeton, everything. So keep up the great work. And we'll have to do this again, man. I feel like we could have talked all day. We could have spent a lot more time on all these subjects. So thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, sometimes just a little taste. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so when are you competing again? You're competing again in France, right?
Yes, so I compete Saturday. Saturday in France, 97 kilos. Finish this trip on a high note again. So I'm excited.
That's it. Awesome, Nate. Keep crushing it. Talk soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Gene.
Absolutely. And thank you for all your help with Wrestling Mindset. Take care.
You got it, man. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.